Over the past few months, fear has been one of the primary factors affecting our world's economies. Due to ongoing current events, tourists have been choosing to avoid certain locations due to their association with an ongoing issue. Destinations such as the Blue Mountains in New South Wales have seen dwindling numbers due to their proximity to large bushfires within the region, even though it hasn't affected access between most tourist attractions and the nearby city of Sydney. Similarly, Chinese restaurants have reportedly had less diners due to the influence of the COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. The virus has also influenced tourist migrations around the world and has even raised concerns it could cause the cancellation of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Professor Ralph Christopher Beyer, a professor of economics at the University of Adelaide, elaborated on how influential fear is on the economy.
It's huge. So if you think about an economy working, depends on how people make economic decisions. And if people fear something, they will not do this. And if economic activity, because of fear, doesn't happen, that otherwise would happen, the impact can be quite large.
But it's not only the modern economy that is influenced by fear, as irrational behavior has historically had a massive impact on the economy.
Think about episodes in economic history. Lots of them were driven by irrationality, sometimes irrational beliefs about how good something could be. Think about booms on stock market and so on, leading to busts later on. But also might be driven by irrational fears, as we see right now that regions where we had bushfires, that people just don't go there anymore.
Bushfires have caused an incalculable amount of damage around Australia, and even if they have been put out by firefighters, a dent in the economy still lingers, with some tourists still unsure about visiting affected areas. Professor Beyer explained why some people are influenced by current events when choosing where to visit.
There are a few different reasons. So one reason might be a fear of danger. So if you think about, if you want to go somewhere, what do you know about dangers there? Not much. So typically you don't have any idea, and so you go. However, if something happens there, like a bushfire or outbreak of a virus, then this is quite clear in your mind, and therefore you might revise the belief probability that this region is dangerous, and typically you might overestimate that probability.
Today, COVID-19 is another factor influencing how people are spending their money, with some Chinese restaurants reportedly bringing in less customers than usual. In Sydney's Chinatown, there's less people patronising the local restaurants. One cashier for a local restaurant, Bai, explains why.
People just a little bit scary go to like the public area. It's not only for our business. I think it's like a chain. A lot of industries would be in fact actually.
However, she says it's not just fear that's keeping customers away.
Because we're just looking in Chinatown, which have lots of overseas students, especially from China, and it's like the blocking policies, a lot of students won't come back. So it's kind of worry. Yeah, it's a kind of little bit infectious our business. So, yeah, less customers.
She remains optimistic, saying that while the virus is having an effect on local businesses, it may not be long-term.
We didn't receive any bad news at the moment because I think the situation controlled could be very well, and we don't find it's like a breakout that seriously. To be honest, we just find it's like most of the thing is the panic and anxious about this virus. In reality, I think we'll be okay.
But how can the economy bounce back? Professor Beyer theorizes on what can be done to encourage more people to visit affected tourist attractions.
It's not easy. So there are a few things I think one can do. One is clearly is a kind of marketing, but a marketing that provides information. That provides information that, okay, no, right now there is really no danger of, for example, say, Kangaroo Island having another bushfire at this point in time. That's one thing. The other thing is probably more effective. And if you think about the bushfire season, there has been so much sympathy for Australia all around the world and people donating and so on. If you tell people the best way of helping is actually to come and visit and see what has happened and understand what has happened and to spend your money there, that might be quite effective.